Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Appreciate all of you. I am Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton. Want to welcome all of you in for hour number three. Encourage you to go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a minute of the show. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. We also are continuing to roll up a lot of new affiliates across the country. Want to thank Tulsa, Oklahoma for hopping on board the Patriot 1300 AM. PD Brian Gann there. The new talk format started yesterday. We appreciate all of our affiliates out there and appreciate you guys all supporting us. We bring in now, from the great state of Texas, one of their senators, Ted Cruz, the man who had a good deal of success at the poker table alongside of me. Have you heard, Senator, yet when our great poker match is going to air on television?
Clay, I haven't heard. They said about a month, but I don't think they have a firm date yet.
Yeah, we haven't heard yet. We'll let you guys know because I think people will enjoy that. We had a great table. All right, what's not going great, Senator, and I appreciate you coming on with us because Buck and I wanted to talk about this. And it's absolutely perfect timing. There's viral drone footage from down along the border showing thousands of people right outside of our border trying to cross. You obviously represent the state of Texas and are well informed with what's going on down along the Texas border. How bad is it? What is Biden doing? And what is the solution that we could have here based on your understanding of the situation?
Well, it is horrific. The video that has gone viral is of the Del Rio Bridge, and there are over 8,000 illegal immigrants who are gathered there. Many of them are Haitian, and it is the processing center is simply overwhelmed. We've had well over a million illegal immigrants cross since Joe Biden became president. We're on a pace to have over 2 million cross this year. You know, I was down at the border just a couple of weeks ago, and the volume is massive. It is overwhelming everything. It is a humanitarian crisis. It's a public health crisis. It's a national security crisis. The Donna Tent Facility, which are the Joe Biden cages, where there are thousands upon thousands of little boys and little girls just crammed in those cages. When I was down there a couple of weeks ago, the rate of COVID positivity in the Donna cages is over 22%. And this is all the direct result of Biden and Harris, their open border policies. Every child trafficker, every human trafficker, every narcotics trafficker in the world has heard Biden's message that the borders are open and they're coming in massive, massive numbers.
Senator Cruz, it's Buck. Do you see this stopping at any point? Is there any reason? I mean, I remember when the so-called conventional wisdom at the beginning of this year from certainly from the Biden camp was, oh, well, over the summer, you'll see a big diminution. You'll see a big drawdown of far fewer people doing the illegal crossings. Turned out that was not the case. We had 208,000 last month. We're having 200,000 a month now through the summer months, it seems, and on pace for well over a million illegals entering the United States this year. Going to be closer to 1.5 or 2 million. What stops the situation? I mean, are we just at the point now where the Democrat Party feels like it's worth it to take whatever heat they get in order to get the votes in the long term?
Well, that's a big part of it, that Biden and Harris made promises to the radical left, to the open borders left, and the promises they made were that they would not enforce the border. No matter what, it would be open borders. And so the challenge they face is they have no way to fix this crisis because they have created it. And what they're counting on is the corrupt corporate media simply refusing to cover it. And by and large, the major networks, CNN, they don't cover it. If you watch Fox News, if you watch Newsmax or OAN or you listen to your show, you know about what is happening at the border. But if you watch CNN, there is no border crisis. It simply doesn't exist because the corporate media are willing to be propagandists. And the Biden administration is counting on that. And the frustrating thing is we know how to fix this. We don't have to ask hypothetically. Last year, just 1 year ago, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. And what produced that was an agreement that President Trump negotiated with Mexico. It was called the Remain in Mexico Agreement. It worked incredibly well. And on his first day in office, Joe Biden ripped that international agreement to shreds. And we went from the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years last year to this year, the highest rate of illegal immigration in over 20 years. And they don't intend to change, even though a federal court has now ordered them, the Biden administration, to return to the Remain in Mexico policy. They are effectively defying the federal court and defying the U.S. Supreme Court, which left that court ruling in place.
Senator Cruz, there's so much going on that is incompetence from the Biden administration at a high level. We just asked you about the border, but I want to ask you about what's going on right now with General Milley. We know what a failure Afghanistan was, but the reports in Bob Woodward's book that he was back channeling with China regarding not being willing to follow Donald Trump's orders if necessary. How alarmed should Americans be by that revelation, presuming that it's true? And should we have an investigation of some sort to figure out exactly what General Milley did and when he did it?
Well, I think we should be very alarmed, but I want to start with noting that Bob Woodward has a long history of having quotes in his book, some of which are accurate and some of which are not. And so I don't think we should jump to conclusions. I don't think we should assume the quotes are accurate. I think General Milley deserves the chance to defend himself. He deserves the chance to answer and answer under oath before the United States Congress whether, in fact, he did what Woodward alleges. If Woodward is right, what Woodward alleges is that General Milley called the leading general of the Chinese Communist military and said that if President Trump ordered a military strike, that he and the other generals would resist that and that he would inform the Chinese government of any military conflict before it happened. If that occurred, it is deeply, deeply concerning. It would be a gross dereliction of duty. It would be breaking the chain of command. Our Constitution establishes civilian control of the military, and for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to defy that would be deeply concerning. But I think General Milley deserves the chance to address it directly and defend himself and answer whether that is true or not.
You also have, in your capacity as a lawyer, argued at the very highest court many times in the past, wanting to know what your analysis is, what your assessment, obviously also as a sitting U.S. senator, of the Biden vaccine mandate slash testing requirement that's going into effect here and OSHA putting out this ruling. Is it constitutional? What do you think?
The Joe Biden vaccine mandate is flagrantly illegal and unconstitutional. It is contrary to federal law. The president has no authority to order Americans to take a vaccine for COVID, and he has no authority to order employers to force their employees to do so. They are trying to do so through an OSHA regulation. OSHA is the Occupational Safety Hazard Administration. It regulates dangers at the workplace, things like asbestos. It doesn't have any authority over your personal healthcare decisions, which should be between you and your doctor. Now, Biden issued this mandate for two incredibly cynical reasons. Reason number one is they desperately wanted to change the subject from Afghanistan. Afghanistan was such an absolute disaster. It's the worst foreign policy catastrophe in a generation. And it was the first issue on which Biden was getting criticized, not just by Republicans, but by Democrats and even by the press. And the corporate media have been Biden's biggest defenders, and they turned on him in Afghanistan. And the Biden White House knew that if they issued this vaccine mandate, that like sheep, the corporate media would circle the White House and defend it. And that's exactly what they're doing. And so they, number one, wanted to change the topic from Afghanistan. But number two, Joe Biden knows this is illegal. The Biden White House knows this is illegal. Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, retweeted a comment that this is just a workaround. That was the term that was used, a workaround around federal law. But what they're counting on is that millions of people will obey before the litigation can be over. Typically, litigation takes months or even years. And by the time this order gets thrown out in court, an awful lot of people will have simply complied. And I will say, sadly, for a lot of big business, there are a lot of big businesses in America today that are eager to comply, to force their employees to get vaccinated, and to tell their employees, hey, it's not my fault. I'm just following federal law. And so it's really Joe Biden in bed with a giant big business corporation.
Senator Cruz, I know you've seen some of the videos that are going viral. We talked about that to start the show. The situation in Target where some random guy is hectoring a woman who's not wearing a mask. Also, a black family in New York being kicked out of a restaurant for not being able to show their vaccine papers. Have we created, and has the Biden administration aided and abetted, a otherness associated here where we are treating people who are unvaccinated or might have natural immunity but have not had a traditional vaccine as second-class citizens? And how do we rectify that if you agree that that's starting to occur?
Clay, I think that absolutely is occurring, that there is a polarization and division in our society, and that Joe Biden and the Democrats are pouring gasoline on those fires and dividing us. The video in New York, you tweeted it out. I actually retweeted you. It's a horrific video of a black man with his family being denied the right to have a meal, being told, if you don't have your vaccination papers, get out. And he observes that he says he and his family had a religious exemption from doing it. The New York restaurant didn't care, but even more disturbing were all of the patrons of that restaurant. And it was striking that they were almost all white. They're presumably white liberals. One of them flips the bird at him.
Yep.
And I got to say, when I retweeted you, Clay, I put the hashtag liberals are racist, because what you're seeing is white liberals who feel so holier than thou, so morally superior, that you've got a bunch of rich white guys being willing to insult and attack and throw out a black family. And by the way, if you look at the racial breakdowns on vaccinations, African Americans and Hispanics are getting vaccinations at a much lower rate, and these rich white liberal politicians are saying essentially whites only if you want to go to a restaurant in New York, whites only if you want to go to a Dodgers game in Los Angeles, and they don't care because they're willing to be so holier than thou that it is a crusade, and anyone who doesn't obey their edict is an evildoer. And this is a really dangerous phenomenon, I think, in our society.
Senator Amen. Ted Cruz of Texas, sir, we always appreciate when you make the time for us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And anyone who wants to dive into these topics more, my podcast is Verdict with Ted Cruz. We do it every week, and we're diving into them at great length.
There we go.
Appreciate
Check
that.
It out, everybody. Thanks so much, sir. Clay, I've got it just came over the Buck radar, a very interesting statistic about something going on in Florida that people need to know. Is that a good but vague tease?
That's a good but vague tease.
That's what I'm looking for.
I have to admit, I would stay
right?
on
You'd
for
hang
the next
out
segment.
Because you'd want to know, and it comes from a trusted source down there. We'll get to that. Speaking of trusted sources, where are you going to get your mortgage? Well, I can tell you where I'm getting my mortgage. Right now, I'm actually going through the process with American Financing. And as we're rolling into fall here, you're getting close to Halloween, Thanksgiving, your kids are back in school. Maybe you're going to have some extra costs, right? Things are piling up a little bit. Maybe you recognize you need to put your financial house in order now. Well, you can get hooked up in a big way. All you have to do is trust our friends at American Financing, and you can save, get this, up to $1,000 a month. These are the lowest rates for mortgages, 15 and 30 years of most of our lives. But you and I are both taking advantage of these rates in our own lives, right? What could people out there do with the $1,000 a month in savings they'll have? And Clay, I'll just say this, man, I'm going through it right now. They make it so easy. The customer service is so good. Everyone out there should go with American Financing right now. Tell them where they can go, what they should do.
Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, go ahead and get your phones in your hand and call 800-777-8109. You can also visit AmericanFinancing.net. But I want to let you know, think about how much difference $1,000 a month could make in your life as you start to get your financial house in order. We're finishing off 2021, moving into the holidays. If you got kids, you got big families, You know how much money you end up spending on the holidays that you weren't anticipating necessarily. I know what that feeling's like. You look at the credit card. First thing you say is, honey, how did we spend this much? What are we doing? Why not go ahead and give yourself a little bit of a cushion right now? Again, get your phones. Call 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck. Clay and I were just talking to Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. And the guy is so squared away, always. We enjoy having him on. Very insightful. A top legal mind, a top constitutional scholar. And, you know, we were just the border. It's amazing. I just keep sitting here saying the border is the worst it's ever been, everyone. You need to understand. It's not like the border is a little unstable or a little. It is the worst it has been in living memory. I mean, for as long as we've had people trying to just come here in large numbers, the last 30 or 40 years, right now it is more open for more people than it has ever been in history. And the Biden administration wanted to be this way. I mentioned in my smooth but vague tease.
Yeah.
An interesting, that's how we roll here, Mr. Travis.
Smooth but vague. That's your move at the bar, too. Yeah, yeah. 20-year-old,
I was going
right?
to say, you know, it's, you know, like, hey, what do you do? I'm like, well, I do a lot of talking. I do a lot of thinking. And, you know, and usually I'm just like, well, I got a friend who's really into sports. Maybe he can get us some sports tickets. So, you know,
I can probably make that happen.
I throw you into the mix. But
yes.
This is from, I just want to make sure I'm giving the right source here. This is from the somebody in the comms office for Governor Ron DeSantis. Just shared. This is a blue check. Christina Pushaw.
Yep.
And she wrote, just now, Governor Ron DeSantis said, at the Broward County monoclonal antibody treatment site. Actually, you know what, Clay? Let me ask, because I didn't share this with you beforehand. And by the way, this is unfair, but I think we'll make a point here. What percentage of people at the Broward County, Florida, monoclonal antibody site, so they're getting treatment because they're really sick,
yes,
and they're worried, are vaccinated?
So positive from Florida, by the way. Hospitalizations are going down substantially. You probably haven't heard that anywhere in the media because it's not Florida is burning level. So the positive there, I would bet, given the rate of vaccination there, I bet it's close to 50-50.
Wow. Look at you, Mr. Travis.
Did I nail it?
Nailed it. 50. I did not tell him this beforehand, folks. I would be perfectly happy if Clay had said 5% and I could have made fun of him. 52%. You totally nailed it. For 65 plus, that percentage vaccinated is even higher.
Yeah.
Clay, something's going on here, my man.
Yeah, look, and we're just sharing the data with you, and it is significant, and it is a bit scary. What we were told was if you got the vaccine, you would never have to worry about COVID, and there is ample evidence out there it's not true. What you got for us?
Oh, man, Clay, you got to talk about what's going on here with Tunnel to Towers. I want to tell you about a real American hero, Scott Noakes. As a kid growing up in New Jersey, he dreamed of joining the Marine Corps. After the 9/11 attacks, he enlisted. His parents had to accompany him. He was 17. Noakes went to boot camp right after high school, the definition of determination. He was overseas for two tours serving in Afghanistan. While serving, he lost his legs and eyesight due to complications from an infection. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation recognized Corporal Noakes' sacrifice with a mortgage-free smart home made possible by your donations. There are many more heroes like Corporal Noakes out there who need your help. Stand up today. Help them today. It's an honor. It's a sacred obligation for all of us to help these individuals. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Our thanks to Ted Cruz. Our thanks to all of you who are out there listening, including our new affiliate station in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Make sure that you don't miss a single moment of this show. Paul, who called in from Toronto, Canada, has lit up, absolutely lit up the response engines in the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. If you missed his call, all about COVID, then followed up by other doctors, I'm going to tell you, you really need to go listen to it And the only way you can get it now is through the podcast. Search out my name, Clay Travis. Search out Buck Sexton. Also, Ted Cruz was fantastic to start off the hour. Always good segments, we like to believe, in every hour. And I know a lot of you out there are busy and you can't hear every single moment. We also are trying to keep you updated with all of the breaking news that occurs while we are on the air. And right now, there is some breaking news as Joe Biden has spoken, and he has continued to flog his vaccine mandate and argue that anyone who is opposing it is basically like the guy in Target walking around yelling at the woman. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to see that video and or go listen to our program where we played it. But Joe Biden on the vaccine, let's play cut 29.
We're facing a lot of pushback, especially from some of the Republican governors. The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I proposed. And some of the same governors attacking me are in states with the strictest vaccine mandates for children attending school in the entire country. For example, in Mississippi, children are required to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis B, polio, tetanus, and more. These are state requirements. But in the midst of a pandemic that has already taken over 660,000 lives, I propose requirement for COVID vaccines, and the governor of that state calls it, quote, a tyrannical type move, a tyrannical type move. This is the worst kind of politics, because it's putting the lives of citizens of their states, especially children, at risk, and I refuse to give in to it.
All right, I'm fired up about this because I'm a parent, and I am so sick of every time any parent raises an issue with masks or vaccine requirements for kids that we get lectured as if we are putting our kids at danger. There is nothing in my life, Buck, that matters more than my three boys. By the way, one had a birthday yesterday and turned 11. The other one is having a birthday tomorrow and turning 7. Happy birthday to my two youngest. But all of those viruses and vaccine requirements that Joe Biden just ran through, this is important, are dangerous to children. There is not a requirement that kids get the flu vaccine, the flu shot. The flu, the seasonal flu, kills far more young children every year in this country than COVID has since the outbreak started in March of last year. We don't require kids to get vaccines for viruses that are not dangerous to them. This is an unconstitutional federalization of vaccine mandate that has never occurred in the history of the country. State and local governments have the right to make decisions as they see fit. The federal government cannot Bigfoot itself on top of those state requirements. And again, those viruses that he mentioned are far more dangerous and deadly to children than COVID is.
This is why I was saying weeks ago and had a conversation with a certain governor about getting ahead of this by creating protections, because as you heard when Senator Cruz was on, they are planning on making people get the shot now and worrying about the legal battle later. So if you're going to bend the knee in a red state with a very Republican population and a small population at that to corporations and not defend people now, what you do in 6 months in court ain't gonna matter. That's the point. And that's why you'll notice, who is he going after? Who is Biden going after? Florida and Texas, because they've taken actions right now and they have large populations and so are more of a target for the national, for the Democrat Party at a national level. But Clay, beyond that, so that's important that everyone's saying, oh, it's unconstitutional. Yeah, they probably know that deep down. But the point is, once you got the shot, you got the shot, and they're putting the mandates in place now. So you got to take action before the needle goes in the arm. And I speak of something, unfortunately, of which I know. Clay, you mentioned the data, by the way. I pulled it up because you keep saying more dangerous then, right? Okay. The COVID-19 virus is a 1 in a million disease in terms of fatality for children under the age of 12. I think it's even on the age of 18, but certainly you have a 1 in a million shot. If you were to say get measles, it's about 1 to 3, let's say 3 in 1,000 children die. 3 in 1,000 is very different from
one in a million. We can all do the math on this, right? You have a thousand times greater likelihood, it's if you're talking about one in a thousand, let's say, dying of measles than you do of COVID as a child. And then polio, which of course also has, you know, paralytic polio. You're talking about kids that are going to be paralyzed. It's about 2 to 5% among children. So if you have 100 kids that get polio, 3, 4, 5 of them might be paralyzed for life. It's not 1 in a million. It's out of 100. Entirely different. This is like when they say, oh, what about the smallpox? Smallpox kills 30% of all people who get it. It wiped out the native population in America. 97% of indigenous populations in America were killed by smallpox, not actually by, you know, the evil white colonial settlers. So that's something that I think we should factor into our discussion here about risk and the realities therein.
And to put it into context even more, your kids and my kids, because again, I care about my kids more than anything. If I believed I was putting them at risk by sending them to school without masks and without vaccines, guess what? I wouldn't do it. They matter more to me than anything in the world, like your kids and your grandkids matter to you. Unfortunately, your kids are far more likely to drown than they are to die of COVID. Your kids are far more likely to be murdered than they are to die of COVID. Your kids are far more likely to commit suicide than they are to die of COVID. Your kids are far more likely to die of the seasonal flu. I ask you this for this reason. Part of being an adult, maybe the most important part, is understanding how to assess risk and raising your kids to do the same. Would you consider it to be psychologically stable if your neighbor said, I'm not putting my kids in school this year because I'm worried that they're going to get murdered going in the car, somebody's going to drive by, shoot them, or they're going to die in a car accident driving to school. Would that be a psychologically healthy idea? The answer for almost everybody out there is no. I would worry about the psychological health of a parent making that choice. Guess what? The kids are under far more danger of dying driving to and from school and of being murdered than they are from COVID. Rational adults have to look at evidence and teach kids how to rationally assess risk. Swimming is dangerous, but we don't tell kids they can never get in a lake or get in a swimming pool. We try to make sure that we are making smart decisions. We can't hide in our basement like Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential campaign for the rest of our lives.
Remember how I brought up sharks and shark attack and how we all fixate on it, Clay?
Yeah.
What I've actually realized is that we are not even, when it comes to COVID, the analogy isn't we are scared as a culture, as a society, of shark attacks in just the ocean. We've now turned into a country where people are scared in their swimming pool. Like, I don't know, maybe a shark or a gator
and
got in
here.
And by
the way, after I watched Jaws the first time, I was scared of the water.
You go in the deep end, something tugs at your foot. You think, we've turned into a society that's worried about being eaten by a great white shark 7 feet deep in their freshwater swimming pool because we've seen too many movies. That's what's actually happening here. And we have a lot of folks who want to weigh in on all this, and so we should get to it. You know, mornings are the worst time of day for a lot of pain sufferers. If you suffer from joint pain, back pain, you know what I'm talking about. Chronic pain that results from aging, exercise, or overexertion is rampant, and it's particularly alive and well at 8 a.m. every day. Unless you find a solution, you're just dealing with that pain all day long. Our sponsor here at the EIB Network, Relief Factor, has been helping hundreds of thousands of people who suffer with chronic pain. Created by doctors and perfected over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor was made for you. It's got four key ingredients, and Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product which addresses joint pain, knee, hip, back, neck, and shoulder pain. My own father takes Relief Factor every single day, and he loves it, and he says it's helped with a bunch of different chronic pain areas that he has, Clay.
My wife does. She teaches all sorts of different training methods. She's in fantastic shape. But guess what? She needs help recovering from that hard exercise. It's 100% drug-free product. No drugs involved. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered, and 70% of them go on to keep ordering more. If you're currently in pain and have a 7 in 10 chance to eliminate it, what do you have to hear? Join the more than 500,000 people who have signed up today and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF.
Wall Street firms have analyzed the impact of these plans, and they're projecting that these new requirements will help 12 million more Americans get vaccinated, which will help more businesses stay open and more Americans back to work. The data shows that the overwhelming majority of Americans agree with my proposal. That's no surprise, given that 76% of American adults have already gotten at least one shot.
Bumbling, stumbling Biden there is like, get vaccinated. It'll also boost the economy. It's all tied together. Do what we say. We have all the answers, even though we're constantly wrong and making a mess of everything. But listen to us. That's really the Democrat mantra. We're constantly wrong, but you have to keep listening to us no matter what. Okay, I say no. I say that's a bad idea. I think that's something that we should reject out of hand. We got a lot of calls here, and we have not a whole lot of time. So let's, Clay, what do you say? Want to get to it? Natalie in Scottsdale,
dive right in.
Arizona. I've always wanted to go to Scottsdale. People tell me I would love it.
It's a fantastic place. You haven't been?
Never been.
It's a great place. I'm a native. I'm going to be real quick because I know you have a whole lot of people. But I had an experience with a neutered individual like that man in Target when I went to Walmart. And the man at the door said, excuse me, ma'am, masks are required. And I said, no, thank you. I was nice, smiled. Neutered man behind me said, ma'am, he said masks are required. So I looked him in the eye and I said, I won't use the actual swear words. I said, mind your own business, MF-er. And I walked away, waited for him to come in after he got done wiping down his little cart. And I told him, I said, hey, I said, you ain't my daddy. You don't pay my bills. You don't tell me what to do. I said, it's a good way to get your face chewed off, MF-er. And he walked his tail between his legs to the back of the store, and I didn't have a problem. And that's how you have to handle these people. Unfortunately, we have too many neutered individuals, and I'm sorry, men out there, don't fall for this. The feminazis may not want you, but the real women do. We like manly men. We like you to stand up for us. We like you to be a gentleman. We like you to hold open the doors. We like you to treat us right. We like you to pay for a dinner. It's okay. Don't listen to the feminazis. They are the crap stain of America. And Joe Biden says parents are a danger to their kids. No, the only thing dangerous to our kids or to children is Joe Biden.
Well, I got to say, Natalie, I think I'm going to be looking at real estate in Scottsdale now. I got to move to Scottsdale, Arizona, apparently.
I will say this, Buck. As a single man, Scottsdale, Arizona is a top 10 hot woman city in America. I mean, I have been out in Scottsdale and looked around and been like, how is this place real? I mean, in all honesty, I remember sitting with a buddy and being like, I don't even know where they sell clothes like these that the women were wearing. I'm telling you, single men, you'll have a good time in Scottsdale.
Sounds like, I just gave like a big promised land. Good heavens.
All right. It is a promised land.
Let's just see. We have a Cliff in Fayetteville, North Carolina. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, what's up? Hell, I'm one of those manly men.
I'll see you in Scottsdale, Cliff.
because of these friggin' idiotic vaccine mandates, my wife has, you know, health insurance through her company.
Yep.
And now they have required that all unvaccinated employees get the vaccine or pay an extra $100 a month until you get that vaccine.
I've heard about this. And thanks for the call. And this is where, again, if you have natural immunity, you're actually more protected than the people who are vaccinated. But this is where they're trying to do everything they can to basically force you to get the vaccine, right, Buck? I mean, this is what's going on.
Yeah, it's they're saying we're not going to make you, but they're just going to make your life miserable. I mean, it would be like telling somebody, I'm not going to evict you from your apartment. I'm just going to turn off your heat and your hot water and make sure that your neighbors throw the loudest parties imaginable. But I'm not making you leave your apartment. That is what the government, Biden, Fauci approach. And by remember, all for our lady before from Scottsdale, you know, still on our mind over here at the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. You know, you could always just tell them to go Fauci themselves, and you could always say that on TV too. So there you go.
That's right. What about Vic in Orlando here, Buck? Let's see what Vic has to say.
What do you got, Vic?
Hey, it's Nick, Clay and Buck. Thanks for having me on. My name is Nick Catarano. I'm a cast member for 16 years with the Disney mandates. And me recently getting COVID, I started reviewing all the data and we did the ivermectin, my wife and I, and got better. And one thing led to the other, and I decided to stand up against the mandates by myself. together with the help of the organizations, County Citizens Defending Freedom, CCDF, we launched a campaign. We have a website, goofyvaccine.com, and we are getting the word out. And I wrote an op-ed explaining all the reasons that these mandates don't make any sense. And all the high hospitalization and death rates are based on the fact that they're suppressing early treatments, and the treatments that they are given in the hospitals are literally killing people. And we have set up a rally tomorrow here in Orlando and simultaneously in Anaheim, California, for cast members and all freedom-loving people and people who believe in freedom of choice.
Do you hear, Nick, do you hear a lot of people who are Disney cast members who are mandated to have the vaccine having the same kind of concerns as you? In other words, is this something that people are responding to?
Well, it was in the beginning, it was just people started one by one. I'm a leader in Disney. I've defended a lot of people in other areas as a shop steward. And one by one, people started confiding in me, saying they thought they're the only ones here. And then they discovered I felt that way. And little by little, once I've gone forward, and we've been doing a lot of national press and conservative radios, I'm getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails coming in saying the same thing. We're isolated. We're scared. We don't even know who to talk to. We don't even know if anybody feels like us.
Thank you for the call. And I'm sorry to cut you off because we're finishing the show, but I will say this. Joe Biden keeps hammering home the majority of people agree with me when it comes to vaccine requirements. What I would tell all of you out there is we got to stop worrying about whether the majority agrees and start worrying about whether the minority is right.
This is
we are right.
This is like Einstein.
Scenario.
Doesn't matter how many people disagree with me. It only takes one to prove me wrong. And that's what we have to remember about all this. It's supposed to be about the proof, the science, the data, but you'll notice they're a little light on that these days, but we never are here on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Tell folks about the show. Spread the word, if you would. If they haven't listened to us on one of our wonderful 435 or 40 affiliates, then they can always listen to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're going to have a phenomenal Friday show tomorrow, so get ready, strap in for it. We'll talk to you then.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.